All right, DQ, thanks for joining us again on our 100-yard walk. Getting into the second half of the season, and you know, you got a lot of stars on this team, a lot of veterans, but talk about, you got a lot of rookies and second-year guys who are making a huge impact, and talk about what that means to your team, having rookies and second-year guys having an impact on the team.
They've had a great impact, and it's the first-year guys, the second-year guys, and you know this, the guys who are on the practice squad, we see them on the active roster too, so the development they've put in and the work they've put in earn their respect from the veteran players, knowing this guy's putting out for me too. And when you know that as a veteran player, that this young cat is putting out, then you know, okay, I'm going to bring him in. And that's what's so tight about this group. Those first and second year guys, they want to work for the older guy to make sure they're holding up their end of it.
And you talk about some of those young cats. You got some young cats on the defense side of the ball. You got three starters. I'm really calling four. Poole plays a lot. He's in a lot of different situations for you. But talk about those rookies and how they make up, you know, pretty much what your defense looks like and, you know, their impact as well on the defense.
We love the speed that they play with. And now that, you know, they've had plenty of time now. So at this point, you could say, well, they're not rookies. They're just ball players like everyone else. And we ask them to trust their training just like we ask everyone else. So the standard that we want to play with, it's a standard for every man. And we don't make exceptions or that. But the speed, the energy, the toughness, the physicality, they embody that. And that part of, we're going to live that life of toughness and running and hitting on D. And we're glad they're a big part of it.
Yeah, to stay on the defense. Now, you got a lot of talented guys. We talked about the rookies, but you got a lot of talented guys on this defense. What are you personally looking forward to seeing out of your defense as you get into the second half of the season?
Number one, I want us to be really attacking. And when you watch the tape, well, it might not be a stat sheet on that, but you're going to feel it by the way we run, the way we hit. Our ball hawking mindset, we can improve upon that. We forced some fumbles in the first half, maybe, I don't know, 10 or 11, but that number can go higher. And so for us, that ball hawking mindset, and then we're always going to keep talking tackle. Our fundamentals, our leverage, our tackling approach that we do. So those are a few of the things that I know we can improve upon moving forward, and that's what each week we come out here on this practice field working against one another, like trying to cover Julio and Sanu and Free and some of the guys. Like, it's work, that's the respect you give back and forth to one another to put that work in to help each other get ready.
For sure. All right, head to Philly. Let's go get a win and a cheesesteak. How about that?
All right, thanks, Sean.
All right.